I am 50 and a half. Born in Miami, Cuban background. Parents are Cuban. My dad rode a boat with a shirt on his back to the Keys, and right after Castro took over. And then we moved to California. He and my mother met in Miami. She had also left Cuba because of Castro, and they met in Miami, and we moved to San Francisco in 63 or 4. And then I grew up in the Bay Area, which I think was an amazing place to grow up. My mother started cleaning toilets in hospital as a housekeeper at Peninsula Hospital in Millbrae. And my dad started as a busboy at El Rancho Motel in San Bruno. And my dad worked his way up to being like a foreman in for building and grounds of Mills Hospital. It was the American dream. I mean, they owned it. Not fun at school. I was bullied. I have a big bullying background story. I transferred high schools because of the bullying, and the high school that I transferred to ended up having an amazing theater department. So I started dancing. That's what got me into dancing and theater. Because I was bullied growing up, and I was so ostracized, and I was so alone, and didn't have any friends and everything, I never knew I was good looking. I never knew I had anything special, and certainly not anything more special than anybody else, because I was picked on. There was nothing redeeming, apparently. And apparently they saw something that I couldn't, and it was awful. I was lucky because at 17, I came down, and in the dance world, gays have always been accepted. But I started having immediately very great role models that were out and proud within the business. But at 17, I auditioned for Mitzi Gaynor's tour, which was, you know, at the time, in 1980, she was like this fantastic movie star that had done South Pacific and all of that. And she had discovered Bob Mackie. And so here I was at 17, having my costume designed by Bob Mackie. I mean, a gay kid's dream. That transitioned in my late 20s into more physical fitness. And I started teaching aerobics from watching Jane Fonda in my apartment in New York. I've been in a business where I've had to stay fit to keep working. And also as a fitness instructor and trainer, which I have been a lot of the time, that's made my bread and butter a lot of times, I've always believed that, you know what, I want to take from someone who knows what they're doing, and I see it in their body. So I say it's absolutely never too late. The thing is, though, that there is a discipline required. I decided at 30 that there was work to be done to get rid of my defensiveness, to get rid of my insecurities and vulnerabilities developed from, not that vulnerability is a bad thing, but the kind I had developed from being bullied. I found a therapist, an amazing, amazing woman who still to this day I see on occasion. And without her, I probably would not be here. I love mixing up the ages of my friends because they keep me alive at all different periods of life. And I experience those periods with them that they're going through. And one of my very dear friends recently is 20, and I can see it. And I keep telling him that you can't connect the dots of your life looking forward. You can only see that looking back. And that's why the bullying and all of the bad stuff I had and everything, with the right work, it all makes sense. You know, you have to come to a place in your life where you accept, well, like Fosse says, who's one of my idols, you got to live the life you're given.